Begin the current daf, Masech Tzvachim, daf Pei Alf. Begin on the bottom line of daf Pei Yamid Beis, where the Gemara continues to discuss the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, we had a question regarding a Mishnah Masech Tzpara, Machlekes Chachom and Rabbi Eliezer. We introduced it because it's related to the Machlekes we had in our Mishnah between their opinions, regarding if someone has Mechatas, the Paraduma waters, they got mixed together with regular water, what should be done? Chacham said it's possible, it's invalid. Whereas according to Rabbi Eliezer, he says, although usually you're going to spray at him one time, this time you got to spray two times. And the Gemara says, what's the understanding of requiring two times? Either it works and should be in one time, or it should never work. So the Gemara had three different approaches. One approach was that of Rav Ashi, that he says that Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila. Unlike the two other interpretations, he said that not necessarily do we say that the waters, that the liquids are totally mixing. It could be that what you're throwing is going to be from one thing and not from the other thing. And therefore, if you're going to throw one time, maybe it's only going to be the waters that were mixed in, the non-valid waters. So therefore, you do it two times. Therefore, for sure, you're going to have something at least of the Mechatas waters. And therefore, that will be the reason why two is going to help. And that the Gemara was asking different questions from different Tanoic teachings that seem to contradict Rav Ashi's interpretation of Eliezer, showing that the Halach is Yesh Bila. And that the Gemara answered all the questions. Now the Gemara was in a series of questions from our Mishnah that also seemed to indicate that Rav Eliezer holds Yesh Bila. And that the Gemara answered them, and the Gemara concludes now with a final question from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Matan Arba b'matan Achas, continuing on the theme of the previous cases that were quoted from our Mishnah, regarding when not possible bloods get mixed together, bloods from different types of karbanas. You have a carbon that requires four matanas of dam on the Mizbeach, got mixed in with another carbon that requires only one matanas dam on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Eliezer was quoted in the Mishnah as saying that Yinosnu b'matanas Arba, that you're going to give it four gifts, which is, the reason why you do four versus one is because the halacha is always to preface first the one that has the greater obligation, which is the oila, to have four gifts, which is shtayim shein arba, two, that's four, before the one that only has a lesser matana, which is like bechar, which only has one gift. As the Gemara says in Masechta in Perek Tadr, that you mark them the matan arba before the matan rishon. Now, the understanding of the Gemara in the question is dissimilar as in the previous Gemara's questions is, so you're only going to do it four times, and that four will count for the oil, which is supposed to have four, two that's four. And it will also include, it will subsume that of the Bukhar, which only requires one. And although you're doing extra ones, seemingly Baltaisiv, and that Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion has always been that, no, Raya Naisa, you view it as if it's water. But the problem is, if you're only doing four gifts, it's possible that they're all from one carbon from that of the Ayla, and you're not doing any of the Bukhar, because we're going like Rav Ashi, who says, Ein Bila, Ein Bila. So although you're saying you're doing four gifts, each one is not going to have more than four, so it should include both. But no, maybe all of the dam that's being put is only from the dam of the oila, and could be the little bit that's left that's in the pail is only that of the bechar. Because you say ein bila. Obviously you say yesh bila, and therefore everyone has four gifts of blood that's being done with it, because every particle of dam has in it both types of dam. And that says the Gemara, as we continue to have a pe'al of manalav. Now, and v'chitem, and if you're going to say that, like the Gemara had previously answered the previous questions from the Mishnah, the same thing over here. Hachanami, what are we talking about? Arv ba'achas. We're talking about that it was only one gift. The amount of blood, the bechor that got mixed with the blood of the oila, was one gift's worth of damam bechor that got mixed with not all the blood of the oila, four gifts worth of throwings of blood of the carbon oila. And when the Mishnah says yinasnu b'matan dalid, that you should do it four times, it really means you should do it five times. Meaning to say, you should have four definite gifts of the Ayla with the one definite of the Bechar that got mixed in. Which is like how we answered in the previous question, that yeah, you're actually going to be doing all of those that are necessary. Not just four of the Ayla, which is definite, that's only if you do five, which will be the one of the Bechar and the four of the Ayla. And that we would explain that Rabbi Yeshua, who disagrees in the Mishnah, he says, yesh bila, that actually, no, you do view it as every particle has both types of blood, and therefore it's enough, like he says in the Mishnah, b'matana achas, you do one gift of blood will work for the Bechar and for the Ayla, and it's only through that, as his opinion is mentioned in the Mishnah, that you're not going to violate Baal Taisiv, because he doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer that you say Rayan, oh, like as if it's water. No, it's blood. And if you're going to be doing more than one for the Bechar, you're going to be over on Baal Taisiv. So if you're doing one, so how do you know if you're going to be Yaitz and maybe it's going to be the one of the Bechar? No, he holds Yesh Bila. But maybe Rabbi Eliezer is like the way Rav Ashi was explaining. He holds Ein Bila. And therefore you got to do four, not but just four of the Ayla, including the one of the Bechar, which is going to be a total of five. And that says the Gemara, but if that's the case, it's not going to work out to answer this as we did in the previous questions from our Mishnah. Because on this halacha of Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Rabbi Shua, our Mishnah quoted Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Hareyo Evra Bal Taisiv, how can you say that you do four of with these mixed bloods? That means you're doing from the Bukhar four. And that's Bal Taisiv, that's adding more than the halacha says. The halacha says Bukhar is only supposed to have one, not four. That has the Gemara, based on what we're saying right now, Hacha Bal Taisiv Mehecha, where is the Bal Taisiv? You're telling me that you're doing 4 plus 1, the floor, 4 of the Eilga mixed with 1 of the Bechar. There's no Bal Taisiv on Bechar. We said there's only 1 gifts worth of the blood of the Bechar that fell into this Dam. So you're not doing more than 1 gifts worth of the Bechar. So where's the Bal Taisiv? So Elam Rava, rather Rava says, retracting from all the answers we had given previously on the previous daf and Amid Beis for Ravashi, says we don't have to give those contrived answers. Because there were some definite questions that the answers we gave were what's called bidiyevid, were contrived, were after the fact that we had to find a resolution. Because, for example, when the Braisa had said, Hatachtoinim Aluloi, when we said that Chatzas and Oily get mixed together, we say that, you know, what you do on the top will work and the bottom will also work. We had said initially, oh, the tachtainim, that doesn't mean the oila too. It means only the shiraim of the chatas. The simple understanding sounds like that no, it's going to work for the shiraim of the chatas, the leftover of the blood that you had put on the top, and also for the initial gifts of the oila. Moreover, in our Mishnah that said the case of matan dal that got mixed with matan achas, the case that we're describing right now, that it would sound like that there's even more than from each one. Meaning, not like that we had thought to answer that, oh, there was only one matan dam of Bukhar mixed in. And even so, we could say that even though there's more than that amount of blood, that we will not infer, as the Gemara thought to ask, that Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Bila, which would be difficult according to Ravashi, who was saying in Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in that Mishnah Masechtas Parah of Ein Bila. Because says Ravi, what you could answer is that the braisa that we had quoted in the previous staff of Elyonim Tachtin, they got mixed together. And our Mishnah that says when you have a carbon that has 4 gifts of blood that should be put from it, got mixed with the blood of a different carbon that's done with 1 gift. It's not like we had assumed up until now that the literal bloods got mixed together. Ki pligi b'kaisas, their machlaikis is only when the different cups, which each cup is distinct what it is, but the cups got mixed up together. That's what Rabbi Eliezer was saying, let's say, in the previous braisa on the Amid Beis, the previous staff, when the Elyoinim, which is the Chatzis, got mixed with the Tachtoinim, which is the Oila, that Rabbi Eliezer said, okay, so for both of them, you'll put on the top and on the bottom, and then they're both going to be kosher. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer is Islei Royin. Rabbi Eliezer holds, what's the problem? Why can't he do that? He says, what do you mean? How could you put both on the top? Well, you're putting the chatas on top, fine, but the other cup is ayla. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, as we explained in previous dafim, he holds that you look at the blood of the ayla when you're putting it on the top, like as if it's water. Same thing in the case that we just discussed from our Mishnah, starting off this daf. When the ayla gets mixed with the bechar, when Rabbi Eliezer says you give maton and dalid, you're going to do 4 from each cup, and you'll view the extra dam from the bechar as if it's water itself. But not that we're saying bal, and then you run into the problems about how do we know what you're putting where, ein bila, maybe you're putting the tachtoin lamal and the lamal lamata. No, we're talking about cups. You're for sure doing each one where it's supposed to be. The only question is, but you're putting in the wrong place also. And that says Rabbi Eliezer, but Ryan, you view it like as if it's water. Rabbanan, less lu Ryan. But according to Rabbanan, they don't hold to this halachic principle of Ryan, and it's problematic. You can't put out of doubt one cup, let's say, in both places, because in the one place that you can do it's going to be the wrong one, and therefore you have to spill out all the blood into the canal. You can't do anything with it. Now, as Rashi points out, although all the previous cases, we could really say it's talking about not just like Rav is saying mixing up with the cups, but even like where the bloods themselves get mixed together, and that the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer has with the Chachamim is if you hold Yesh Bila or Ein Bila. But that's what Rashi says, what the Gemara, what Rav is trying to point out right now, is that, but the wordings of the Braises and our Mishnah seem to indicate that, when it, let's say it says, Vatachtoinim Aluloi, which sounds like, if you're saying it's the bloods are mixed up together, that sounds like Yesh Bila, because it sounds like as if even the Oila is going to work on the bottom. And if the bloods get mixed up, that's only possible unless one gives a contrived answer, as we had mentioned in the previous daf, which would say it's only for the Shvi'ch HaShraim, but if it's like the simple understanding, it's the Oila, if it's the bloods get mixed up, that's going to tell you, obviously, Yesh Bila. And so to our Mishnah that says, Harei Oiver Bal Tesev, like we just brought on the top of this Amid, that sounds like that a lot of the bloods get mixed up, and still it's going to be kosher. That would then seem to indicate, if it's that the bloods get mixed up, that there's Yesh Bila. So obviously that's what Rabbi is saying, that no, we're not talking about Bal. And truthfully, Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, because if it was that the bloods got mixed up, Rabbi Eliezer would not say it's kosher when the Bechor gets mixed up with the Oil, because maybe what you're giving is only from this one and not from that one. Unless, if like we had tried to say the answer, that the four gifts of Oil got mixed with the one gift of Bechor, which we said anyways doesn't sound like that from the wording, because Rabbi Shua says, Oiv Bal Tesev, then there's no Bal Tesev. So to the case of when Oil gets mixed with Shlam, it would only be possible if the four gifts got mixed up with the four gifts, as we said in the previous daf. So too, when Chatas Oil get mixed together, would only be if the majority is from the Elyonim, which is the Chatas blood, and you gave, as we had given these terutzim on the previous daf, that a measurement of all the Oil bloods and more than that, and then it would only be that the Chatas itself would work, which we said the wording doesn't sound like when it says Tachtainim, then what you put on the bottom is going to work. It sounds like even for the Oila, which according to Rabban, you would spill it out because they don't love Rayan, and therefore because of that, says Rav, a very simple answer. We're not talking about that the bloods got mixed together, but the cups got mixed together, then you don't want to run into this whole problem about Yesh Bila, Ein Bila. There's nothing that got mixed together in the bloods themselves, it's the cups that got mixed up. On that, it's the Gemara on Rav's interpretation to resolve for Rav Ashi. Is it really so that when the bloods themselves get mixed together, that there they don't disagree, and that Rabbi Yez is not going to say that it's still going to be valid? Because you run into the problem of Ein Bila. Ein Bila, how do you know what you're putting wherever? Maybe what you're putting on the top is for the bottom for the top. But in that, it's the Gemara V'tan, we learn the Braisa, that Amar Yehuda, he qualifies the Machloikis, Rabbi Yez and the Chachamim, differently than the Tan of our Mishnah. He says, they do not disagree. They don't disagree. I mean, the Rabban would also agree that you'll say, Ryan, they're both kosher bloods, Chatas, Oilo, okay, one's supposed to go on the top, one's supposed to go on the bottom, but they don't disagree, says Rabbi Yehuda, unlike the Tanav HaMishnah, Chum would agree that you're going to go ahead and put the Chatas on the, put both of them on the top and on the bottom. That they don't disagree. And they also both agree, even Rabbi Eliezer, that if they're totally invalid animals, where they were, it's sodomized or was sodomized, that you're not going to bring them at all. Aman nechleku, says Rabbi Yehuda, where do they disagree? Al dam tamimush and is arv b'dam balazmum. When the blood of an unblemished animal gets carbon, gets mixed together with the blood of a blemished animal. Rabbi Eliezer, imei yikrav, that's Rabbi Eliezer says, that you're going to bring them and you're going to throw them on the mizbeach, even if not even one of them were sacrificed. Why? Didn't we all the time we were saying these halachas, we said to Rabbi Eliezer, let's say if one of them was already put, you could suspend and say that was the one. So that's as we explained the previous stuff, because the pasuk says, mum bam lo yiratzlechem. When it talks about a blemished animal, it says the blemish is in them. It's not going to be appeasing for you, which the Gemara said, bum, it's only when it's this is the only one around, but if it's through a tarev, if it gets mixed with something else, then actually it's going to be yiratzu. That's where Rabbi Eliezer says that you'll bring it. And the chacham disagree. But bein bebal, bein bekaises. And this, says Rabbi Yehuda, is whether if the bloods themselves got mixed together or the cups got mixed together. But mechachamim leikar v'cham say that no, you're not gonna sacrifice. You're not gonna put on the mizbeach. Now, although this is Rabbi Yehuda, but from Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, you could understand, according to the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, as we said in our Mishnah, that in our Mishnah, obviously, the Chacham, the Tana of our Mishnah, obviously disagrees on how to qualify the Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim. And they say the Machlokes is, if you even say Royin at all, even by Chatas and Oila, which is not like the way Rabbi Yehuda just said it, he says Chacham agreed to the principle of Royin, just the Machlokes regarding Bali Mum and Tamimim. But one thing you see is that, but regarding the cases that they disagree about, is whether if the bloods get mixed together or they get mixed in the cups. And our Mishnah said, the Rabbi Eliezer says, Hatachtoinim alulay, which you put in the bottom is going to work. So if so, so too in the case of when the oil and mechar gets mixed together. The Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be kosher, but you're saying it's even if the bloods get mixed together. How is it going to be kosher? Obviously, you're going to say Yesh Bila, because if you don't say Yesh Bila, but then maybe what you're putting one place is not going to have the other bloods. So therefore, you see, obviously, that they are disagreeing, even in the case of Bal. What's Rav saying to answer that we shouldn't have these contrived answers? And besides, we said there's going to be Bal Taisiv. If we're saying you have only the case that we thought it could work out by Eilim Bechar, is one gift of Bechar, and not more than that, then why would he say that you have Bal Taisiv? So he says you got mixed up in the cups. But it seems like, not like that, it seems like, from the way Rabbi Yehuda says it, that the Machlekes is between, even in the case of Bal, and Kaisis. So says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yehuda, like we quote in the Braisa, Ali, but the Rabbi Eliezer, when he's going into opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that he said, where's the machlekes? Regarding the blood of a Balmum, where there, it's not going to be kosher according to Rabbi Eliezer, only one carbon. Because obviously, if Balmum is mixed up with the Tam, so it's only one of them that we have to validate. Of course, the Balmum is not going to be validated. The only question is, but could you even do the Tam when it's mixed up with the Balmum? So that's where Masni, that's where it was taught that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was Bein Bebol, Bein Bekaisis, whether it's the bloods that are mixed up or whether the cups are mixed up. And Rav Ashi had explained that regarding when the bloods are mixed up, since the majority is valid, and you're putting on the Mizbeach the measurement of Balmum V'oid, more than just the blood of the Balmum, so that's going to validate the unblemished animal. Because, yeah, there for sure you're going to have at least some of the blood of the unblemished animal. And that you could do. But the Rabbanon, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, in qualifying the Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer v'Chacham, where they say that the Machlekes is even if both are kosher, where let's say one's a Chatas, one's an Ayla. So there, the ramification of that case is different. There you have to validate both of them. It's not enough to have one of them validated, like when Bukhar and Balmum, by a Tam Balmum, where all you have to have is one being good. One being good, so you can have the majority of one case, and then you can do the puzzle one and a little bit more, then you'll have it. So then you could say the case even by Bal. But the Chacham who say the Machlek, that the case that Rabbi Eliezer is being Makshir is to Makshir both bloods that got mixed together, there, because it's Pligi, they say, like Rav had said, no, the Machlek is Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan is only when the cups get mixed up together. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer validates by both of the bloods. Because actually, if the bloods themselves would have gotten mixed together, then actually Rabbi Eliezer would not have validated it except for one of them, like we had explained, because Ein Bila. So we cannot say for sure that you could do one, and if you're doing on the top and on the bottom, we might say the bottom is going on the top and the top is going on the bottom. Now, if you say that the majority is from one type, so then you could say what you put on the top is going to be valid because you have more than what the bottom is at all. But then we run into the problem of how you validate what's on the bottom. That's what we had originally contrived the answer in the previous daf to say, you're right, we're not validating the oil on the bottom. It's the shirayim of the chatas that's going to work. But we didn't like that answer. And therefore we're saying that no, the chacham never said it, the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer chacham, in regards to the bowl of the blood itself. That was Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda's case of Rabbi Eliezer is only to validate one of them, which is the tam. And you don't have to validate the Balmum. Oh, then you can even have the bloods mixed together because all you need is one. So then just have a majority of one versus the other one. But if you have to validate both, then it's not going to work, especially because we're going into Rav Ashi to validate, to say when he says Ein Bila, it's only going to be if the cups get mixed up. Now, continuing on this Machlekes, Amar Abaye says, Leishanu, we didn't learn this Machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Chacham and our Mishnah regarding when you have the bloods of the Chatas and the Oil got mixed together. Where the Rabbanan say you have to spill it out into the canal because they say, what are you going to do? Now, you can't do like Rabbi Eliezer that say, okay, you look at it like water. They don't consider that. And you can't do the blood in this wrong place. So you have to spill it out. You got to do it over. Now, Abai says, but we didn't learn this opinion Rabbanan, Ela Tchilas Chatas V'Yayla. Only if it was the initial gifts of the Chatas with the initial gifts of the Eila that got mixed together before you did the Matan Dam of either one of them, that's where the Rabbanan invalidated because they don't hold like this halacha of Rabbi Eliezer of Rayin. And therefore it's forbidden to change the place to put the Eila on the top half because if you want to validate the Chatas. So you can't because they're all mixed together and therefore that's when they said you got to spill it out. Avol Seif Chatas, but says Abayim, but if let's say it's the Chatas was already sprayed, it was already poured. Now you have the leftover bloods of the Chatas. They got mixed up with the initial gifts of the Ayla. So you have mixed up Shiari Chatas with the beginning of the Matanas of Ayla. There says Abaye, there's no Machlekes. Devei HaKol, Mokam Ayla, Mekayim Shiraim. That's not difficult because the place of where you have to do the initial gifts of the Ayla is the same place where you put the leftover blood of the Karban Chatas, which is on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So since it's the same place that they both validated, just put it onto the wall of the Mizbech, and the Shvicha Shiraim, that's to go to the Yisoid, it will drip down from the bottom half onto the Yisoid, and therefore, there's not going to be any Shinum Makim, there's no change of place. So there, even the Chacham would agree that you could pour it, that mixed up mixture of Chatas, which is the leftover Chatas, with the beginning of the Eila, on the bottom half. Now, however, Amalei Rabbi Yisab disagreed with Abai. He said to him, no. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. Shirayim tzrichin itztava. The shirayim, the leftover bloods of the Karban Chatas, doesn't just need the bottom half. It needs the base. It needs the side of the mizbeach. You have to pour it on the side itself, like a base, like a what the it's like the side is like a platform. In other words, he's saying it's not enough to pour the leftover blood onto the wall of the mizbeach, like the oila, which has to be on the wall of mizbeach, and then let it drip down. And therefore it says, Rabbi Yosef, that even if it's the leftover bloods of the chatas that get mixed with the initial blood of the oila, according to Rabbanan, even there you would spill it out into the canal. Now, later on the Gemara is going to ask, from a brice we brought on the previous daf, that said, seemingly not like this, where it said that, let's say the chatas and oila got mixed together, the bloods, and the kohen, without consulting, threw the bloods on the top, the Brisa said, "Elu ve'elu moedim." Even the Chama are going to agree. Sheyachzav yitin lamata, that you'll put on the bottom half, seemingly because it sounds like it's the same place. But on that, Rav Yisrael is saying it's not the same place. Chatz and oil, not the same thing. Chatz has to be on the yisoid, and oil has to be on the wall of the mizbeach on the bottom half. It says the Gemara, the same discussion between Abaye and Rav Yisrael. V'chein sotu, we had the machleik is that Amr Reb Shimon, Shimon ben Lakish, Mesh Lakish, he said like Abaye. The machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer was only with the beginning of the gifts of the chatas and the oila of their blood. But if it's the end, if the shvicha shiraim of the chatas got mixed with the blood of the oila, everyone agrees the place of the oila is the same place as the shiraim. So of course everyone's going to agree you could put it on the same place and you don't have to spill it out into the canal. On that, Rabbi Yechanan, v'itim, as some say, it was Rabbi Lazar that said to Rish Lakish, no, adayin himachlekes, it's still a machlekes, even seif chatas and tchilas oila is not the same place, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yazid, that holds royin, it's kasher, so even if it's the different place, you could do them both, and you'll view the wrong place as if it's water, but according to Rabbanan, you're still going to have to spill it out into the canal. Now, Masir Rav Huna by Yehuda, the Gemara begins a series of questions on this opinion of Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yosef, who they said that even over here you have the machlekes, in other words, because they're saying it's not the same place. On that, the Gemara is going to have questions, and seemingly it is the same place. They're saying that the Shvich HaShem has to be on the side, and the oil has to be on the wall of the Mizbeach, even though they're both on the bottom. So on that, asked Rav Huna by Yehuda in the following brace. So the Pasuk by Midbar says, Kodeshem, this is a Pasuk by the Bechor, the firstborn animal, that's a carbon that's given to the Kohen, says they're holy. When it says hem, they, just like we have the word yihu, heim sounds like they are, it'll be in its state, in no matter what happens, which teaches us, she'im nizarv b'dam kachim acherim, if the blood of the Bechor gets mixed up with the bloods of other karbanas, it doesn't lose its status, its designation, and yikrvu, you're still going to go ahead and throw it on the mizbeach and sacrifice it. Now, according to Rabbanan, you have to explain that it's talking about where it got mixed up with other bloods that are put on the bottom, just like it, on the bottom half. And obviously not on chatas, because if it got mixed with blood like a chatas, you wouldn't be able to put it, even if it doesn't lose its status, but you might be putting one in the wrong place. But it got mixed up with the bloods of a different carbon that's also put on the bottom. Now, says the Gemara, my love seif oila. So an oila is also put on the bottom. Seemingly, isn't it talking about, we're talking about the leftover bloods of the oila, which is the shirayim, u'bechar. And we're talking about the initial bloods of the bechar, which the oila, the leftover oila goes to the place of where the leftover bloods of a chatas go to. The shiraim of oila is the same as shiraim as a chatas, like the Gemara said in Ezer Mekayman, that you have to give a yisayd for the mizbeach ha'oila. And that's where the shiraim go. Now, the Braisa here is teaching that the initial gifts of the Bechar is going to be kosher where the leftover blood of the oila goes. That tells us, Shema Minah, that makam oila, the place of where the initial bloods of an oila, which is the same thing where the initial bloods of the bechor go on the bottom half, is makim shiraim, is the same place as where the leftover bloods are initially put, because the shiraim of oila is the same as shiraim as a chatas. The beginning bloods of a bechor is the same as the beginning bloods of an oila. And seemingly it says over here in the Braisa that when the bloods of a bechor get mixed up with the bloods of another carbon, which is also on the bottom, like an oila, even the end of the bloods of the oila, that you could put it, you could be makrifit. But why? Aren't they different places? Says the Gemara, no, it's not talking about seif oila. Tchilas oila bechor. We're talking about when it's the beginning the gifts of the blood of an oila got mixed in with the beginning gifts of the blood of a bechor. Where actually they're both put in the same place. They're both put on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Now, moreover, since Rabban hold yesh bila, so although they got mixed together, but in each spray it has from both types of karbanas, so they're both going to be valid. Now, but then the question is, so if you tell me that it's talking about the tchilas damim, so my kamash malan, then what's the pasuk teaching us that kodesh heim, it's always going to be holy, even if it's got mixed up with other things. But since it's the same place, the way you're qualifying this halacha, then what's the chiddush? Of course you can put them both, because whichever one is which, it will go for that carbon, because you're anyways putting in the right place. And that the chiddush is, says the Gemara, de'ein oilin mevatlan zezeh. The chiddush is telling us that karbanos do not nullify one the other. In other words, even if one has a majority of blood over the other one, the minority blood is not going to be nullified. And that's the chiddush of this pasuk. It still retains its status, its designation. Even if, let's say, there's a surplus of oila that it got mixed up with, it doesn't make a difference. That's the halacha that Kodeshim tells us. But not regarding anything about the shrine being the same place. We're not talking about shrine, we're talking about the initial bloods of oila that get mixed up with initial bloods of a bechar. And that is the Gemara. That's what the pasuk is teaching, that bloods are not mevatel the other one. Hi, this halacha mevelokach midam ha'par or midam asar nafka. We know this from a pasuk v'yikra that talks about regarding the, as the Gemara Menachos says in Afchav Bezim and Aleph, when the blood of the bull that the Kohen Gadol would bring, with also which was brought for him and his family, and the blood of the sar, which was also brought in Yom Kippurim, also both in the Kodesh Kodeshim, which was brought for the Jewish people, there was halacha that when, after they had done the Zrikas and the Kachar Kachim and the Hechel, they would then get mixed together to be put on the corners of the Mizbeach HaPanimi in the inner altar. And that's what the Pasuk says, that he takes together from the Dam HaParam and Dam HaSar. Now, it's obvious, it's known, a par, which is a huge animal, has much more blood than the Dam HaSar of a he-goat, which is smaller. And still it says that he takes them together. So it's from here that we learn the halacha, that even though there's much more blood of the par than the sar, it's not mavatlit, because it's saying that you're taking from the dam asar also. Obviously, it doesn't lose its designation. So you know the halacha from here. How can you say you know it from kodeshim? Says the Gemara tanoihi. It's different tanoim, which the Gemara later on is going to explain what they're disagreeing about. But ikad nafki lamahacha, ikad nafki lamahacha. You're right. Some want to learn it out from this pasuk of halacha medam apar medam asar, and some don't hold that that's a good source. And they learn from kodeshim, and there was not a contradiction. We could say kodeshim is teaching this halacha, and therefore it's not difficult under biyechina. And those who learn from halacha medam apar learn that for something else. Now, Masav Rava, however, continues asking on this opinion of Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yisiv from the following Braisa, which quotes a pasuk in Vayikra, which this pasuk is talking about a carbon oil, as it's brought in Torah's Kainim. The pasuk there begins with Shachar es ben Abakar, that he slaughters the animal, the cattle, and the pasuk says v'hikriva b'nei Aaron ha'koyanim, that then the sons of Aaron, the Kainim, they bring near es hadam, the blood, and v'zarku es hadam, and they throw the blood. Now the difficulty is the pasuk should have said v'kriva b'nei Aaron v'zarku el mizbeach. It shouldn't have to said dam even one time, because what exactly are we receiving and throwing through a slaughtering if not the blood? Because if one reads the context of the pasuk, it's talking about you bring the animal, you slaughter it, and then they bring it and they throw it. What are you talking about? Of course, talking about the blood. Why do you say that they bring near the blood and then they throw the blood? As the Braisa illustrates, ma, as we continue to Mabez, tamalemet dam dam. What are we learning here from these two words, blood, blood? Says the Braisa, because sheyachol, because you would think to say, ein li ela elu. I would only know that these that could be sacrificed, ishenis arvu b'tmurasa. That even though we say when bloods get mixed together, that you could go ahead and still throw it on the Mizbeach, is only if, let's say, the blood of an oila gets mixed with a tamur of an oila, which is one tries to swap the sanctity to the other animal, where now actually both animals have the same sanctity of oila. Now, why would I think over there, when the bloods get mixed together, that then you could go ahead and still put on the Mizbeach? Sha'af mechaim tikrav. Because even if they were alive, when you have a mixture of an animal that's an oila with an animal that's a tamura, then the halach is, you'll still sacrifice both of them as carbon oilas, as we learned in our Mishnah. When you have kachim and kachim, carbonas that are min b'mina, that are the same type, like an oila and a tamura, that they're both oilas, it says, zeyikav l'shem mishahu, v'zeyikav l'shem mishahu, you bring them both, and although we don't know which one's the tamura, which is the oila, but they're both oilas, and whichever one it should be, it'll work for that one that it's supposed to be. So too, even when chulin gets mixed up with tamimim, but the same type of an animal, the Mishnah Torah of Ayin Avam Beis, you sell the chulin for whoever needs that type of a carbon, and then it's going to be kachar kachar min b'minay. So we understand those cases where even if they were alive, you would sacrifice them both. So when the bloods get mixed together, you'll also be able to put on the mizbeach. But says the Braisa, minayin l'rab is tayidu shlam. How do we know to include? If an oila gets mixed together with a Thanksgiving offering, a shlam offering, where there actually the halacha has a previous mishnah that said that you can't actually sacrifice them when they're alive. There it's yirat sheyistav, we have to let it graze until it develops a blemish. So maybe over there I would not include if the bloods get mixed together to put on the mizbeach. Says the Braisa, mar bani tayd b'shlam. That's why we need to have a ribui of dam to include also tayd and shlam. because Sheboing Beneda Benedaba Kamaisa. Because there, at least, there is a similarity to Ayla, that just like an Ayla can be brought by taking a Neder and a Dava, so too a Titan Shlam can be brought a Neder and a Dava. Minayin L'Rabba says to Ashram, how do I know to include, even if it gets mixed with the blood of an Ashram, that it can be brought, even though it's not the same type? And if they get mixed up when they're alive, you cannot sacrifice it. As the Mishnah taught, when you have different kachim that are different types, you have to let it develop a blemish. So the Brisim, no, Ma'abra Niyasa Ashram, I'll include the Karban Ashram, Shatoin Matan Dald Kemaisai, where it is still similar to the Ayla, in the sense of that it requires four gifts of blood, just like the Ayla requires four gifts of blood. Or actually another interpretation that Rashi brings, is that because they're both kachim, Ayla and Ashram. Now, although, if they get mixed up when they're alive, you're not going to be makrivit, that's only because there's a rectification through developing a blemish and by grazing and then selling. But when the bloods get mixed together, that has nothing to do, then we'll actually throw the blood. But says the Braisa, Bechayr, Meister, Pesach, Minayim, but what are you going to do if it gets mixed up with the Bechayr, Karban Meister, or Karban Pesach, where it has nothing in common? What are you going to do then? Tamalayim Adam Dam. That's why I have to say the word Dam two times. To tell you that even if the Ayla gets mixed with the Bechayr or Ma'aser or Pesach, that you'll go ahead and you'll throw the blood on the Mizbeach. On that, asks the Gemara, and this is where the Gemara concludes its question. My love, Saif Ayla u'Bechayr, when we're saying that when the Ayla's blood gets mixed with the blood of Bechayr, isn't it even talking about if it's the Shiraim of the Ayla that gets mixed with the initial bloods of the Bechayr, that even there you're going to throw on the Mizbeach? Ushmamina, Makam Ayla, Makam Shiraim. So that will disprove Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yosef, where you see that the place of the Ayla, meaning, in this case, when we mean Ayla and Shiraim, we mean the Ayla with the Shiraim of the Chatas, which in the equivalent of the case we're discussing is the Shiraim is the Shiraim of the Ayla, and the Makam Ayla, we really mean the Bechayr, means to say the initial place is the same as the leftovers, where it's the same place, not like the way they wanted to say that, no, one's on the Yisoid and one's on the walls. Because here you're saying you could throw it, even though they're different places. Obviously, it's not different places, the same place. So it's going, well, no, it's not talking about the Shiraim of the Ayla. Tchilas Ayla u'Bechayr. It's talking about that if the initial bloods of the Ayla get mixed with the initial bloods of Bechayr, and that's what we learned from Dam Dam, that then you could throw it. Well, my Kamash Malon, so then what's it teaching us? What's the problem? If they're in the same place, of course you could throw it. Oh, it's teaching us, no, the Ein Ayla Mevat L'Zezeh. That's what the Brice is teaching us from this halach of Dam Dam. That the carbon of, the which if one of the bloods is much more than the other one, it's still not going to nullify it, and they're both still there, they're both they still extend, and if you could throw it in the same place, of course, because it's in the same place, because they're both the tchilas damim. And the chiddush is that's not mevatel. So on that the Gemara asks, but mevalakha medama par medama sar nafka, what are you saying? How could you say that that's what we're learning from dam dam in this brisa, but we know it from that pasuk in the yikra, that dam and par and dam sar, the dam par is not going to nullify the dam sar. So it's a Gemara, like we answered before, Tanoi, it's a machlekes Tanoim. It could enough get le mahacha, big enough from mahacha. Some learn that from this pasuk, some learn from this pasuk of dam dam. So the Gemara concludes and says, Vahani Tanoi, and the Gemara is asking a question. We had three Tanoim that disagreed in the source for the halacha, their karbanis, their dam, even if one's majority of the other one, does not nullify the other one's blood. We have three psukim. So the Gemara explains. We could understand that all of them, mivalakach medama par medama sar le'alfi, that the other two opinions, they don't learn it from the pasuk of dama par and dama sar. Why not? You mix the bloods together, and you still see that the dama sar will still be extant. Because kesavri, those two other brice that we brought here in our sugya, they hold that no, there's no source from there at all. Because ima arvin, we do not mix together the blood of the bull with the blood of the he-goat to do the gifts of the blood lakronis to the corners of the mizbeach hapanim of the inner altar. Because what does it mean when it says in the pasuk that the kohen gadol would take from the blood of the bull and the blood of the he-goat? He would take from each one individually. Which this is actually machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yeshi, Mesechtas Yumin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. So they don't hold that it was mixed at all. So there's no source over here regarding ein oilas mevat lazeh. Now, the other sources, midam dam lo yolof, they don't learn like this last brisa that we just quoted. Why? Because dam dam le mashmalu, they don't, the Tana of the brisa of the Mesechtas Menaches and the Tana of Kodesh Haim, they don't see dam dam as a drasha. The Pasi was saying, in a normal way, you take the blood and then you throw the blood. They didn't see that as a drasha to learn out this halacha of that the oila and the bechar, they get mixed together, that it's not going to be mevat l'zezeh. Ella, but as the Gemara, the third source, Mikaydishem, from the previous brace, so that we brought on Amen Aleph, which we said, what does it mean, the blood of the Bukhar, they are holy. Which we said, Baba Yase, it remains in its state, that even if it gets mixed with other bloods that are more than it, it's still not going to lose its status. So my time of Loyalfi, why didn't the other opinions, other Tanoim, learn from that Pasuk? Says the Gemara, because Ksavri, they learned that actually this pasuk is for a different drasha. When it says in the pasuk Kodesh Haim that they, the Bechor, the firstborn animal, they are holy, it means Haim craven, only the Bechor gets sacrificed as a carbon, Vein Tamaras and Krava. And that, however, although in many carbonists the Tamura gets sacrificed, by Bechor, the Tamura is being excluded from Haim, only the primary carbon gets sacrificed, but the Tamura, the one that you're swapping it to, or attempting swapping it to, does not get sacrificed, and therefore it's not extra to learn out Baba Yas and Yehei to say that the blood do not get nullified, and therefore they learn it out from the other sources that they have. Now, but Ve'idach, but the other Tana, meaning the one that learns it from Kodesh Haim, Nafgilei, where does he know this halacha that the Tamur of Bechor does not get sacrificed? He learns it from a pasuk of the Yikra, in Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Chavav, that the pasuk that begins, however, the Bechor, which will become the firstborn animal for Hashem, a person should not sanctify it. And like the pasuk says, we're learning it, Me'im Shar Im Seh, that if it's an ox or if it's a sheep, says the pasuk, Lashemu, you can't use it for your own karbonus. It's something that goes directly to Hashem, which is given to the kain. But when it says Lashem, who is exclusionary term? Who karav the intimarasi kreva? Only the bechor gets sacrificed, but not the temura. And that's where he knows it from. Now the Gemara continues regarding asking on this opinion of Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yosef, regarding that they had said that the place of the shirayim of the, they said the machlekes chamin Rabbi Yehuda is even by the leftover blood of the chatas. Because the shirayim is not exactly the same place as tchilas oil is on the bottom half of the mizbeach, and the shirayim has to be on the yisoid. So the Gemara continues asking Toshima from a following brisa, which is going on the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan in our Mishnah, regarding when the netan lamala gets mixed with the netan lamata, meaning when the blood of the chatas, which is supposed to put on the top half of the mizbeach, gets mixed with the blood of the oil, which is supposed to put on the bottom half. So says the Brisa, and we quoted this in the previous daf. Let's say Nasin Lamal of Loi Nimach. Let's say the Kohen did not consult us, because if he did, we would tell him one thing. He went and he threw the blood on the top. So says the Brisa, in that situation, Elav Elo Moedim Shiyach Zavit Lamata. So everyone, even the Chum would agree, although they generally say you should spill it onto the canal because you cannot put one on the wrong part of the Mizbeach to help the other types of bloods. But he already put on the top. Okay, so you already fulfilled the obligation of Chatas? So everyone's going to agree that now you can put the rest of the blood on the bottom, and Eilu 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 Eilu, and then you're going to fulfill your obligation of both the Chatas and the Eilu. Because you already did the Chatas on top, although we wouldn't have let you, but some of the blood of the Chatas was there, and now you're putting on the top and bottom, so you're fulfilling the obligation of the Eilu. That's how we assumed this interpretation was, and we explained this in previous daf. So as the Gemara explains, my love isn't the Brisa talking about the Ar of Chatas vi Eilu. As we assume up until now, what does it mean, Hanaton Lamala, they get mixed with Hanaton Lamata? It's Chatas that's supposed to put on the top. They got mixed with the oil that's supposed to put on the bottom. And on that, the Brisa is teaching that even the Kohen Rabbanon, oh, the Yachs of Yitin Lamata, L'Ketchila, that you could even initially go ahead now and put the rest of the blood on the bottom, even though the Kivin, the Yavle Lamala. So what happened? Once you put the blood on the top, Havaluhu Shirayim. So that makes the leftover blood into the remnants of the Chatas. Now that it got mixed up, Seif Chatas and Oila, oh, but Katani, so the Brisa is teaching, Eilav Eilav Maidim Shiyach Zavid Lamata. So even the Chacham would agree, you put the rest of the blood on the bottom. Why? B'shma Minoah, that tells us, because Mokim Oila, Mokim Shirayim, because they're the same place. You're going to have to put the leftover blood of the Oila, and you have Shirayim, Shrikh Shirayim now in there, because you already did Yaitse Yechiv of Chatas by pouring already on the top, although without permission. But now, okay, just everyone's going to be put on the bottom. That's not like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yechonon, because it sounds like it's the same place. They hold it's not the same place. They hold Shirayim should be on the Yisoid, and the Oila on the wall of the bottom half of the Mizbech. Says the Gemara, Ki Asr of Yitzchak by Yosef Amar, he says, Amri ben Marabba, they said in the West, to explain this, why it's not difficult on Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Yosef, because Hachamai Eskina, what are we talking about over here in the Reisha of their Machlekes, is going the Iar of Chatas HaChitzayna B'Shirayim. We're talking about that it's the leftovers of, it's not talking about as we thought of Chatas and Oila, Hanaton Lamala and Ton Lamata. What that means to say is, we're talking about the leftover bloods of the Chatas Hapanimius that are put inside the Hechel. That's what we mean when we say Shirayim, they got mixed up, which is the reason why the Halacha was saying that what we're talking about over here is not the Chatas and Oila of our Mishnah. When it says that if he put on the top and he didn't consult, now, the reason why the halacha is, because had he consulted us, according to Rabban, he'd say, spill it out. Because these are bloods which were put inside the Heichel. And then if you're going to go ahead and put it in now on the corners of the Mizbeach, that would be because you got mixed up with the Chatzis Chitzayna, that would be not in its appropriate place. But when it says that if he went and he put on the top without asking us, so that makes now the bloods that are there, both of them are Shirayim, because you have the Chatzis HaPanimius. When we say on the Ton Lamala got mixed with the Ton Lamata, is because the Chatzis HaChitzayna, which is supposed to be put on the top, got mixed up what's supposed to be put on the bottom, not oila is supposed to be put on the bottom. The leftover shirayim hapanimim, which once it was already done, and it got only mixed up after it was done, which are now supposed to be put on the bottom because they're shirayim. So on that, we would tell you, don't do anything because you'd be putting the shirayim of the panimim on the top, which you're not allowed to. But if he went and he did it without permission, now all we have left are both shirayim, which both are supposed to be put on the foundation, either like Rabbi Shmuel, who says both are supposed to be in the western foundation, or like Rabbi Shimon, who says both of them are supposed to be in the southern foundation, like we learned in Gimel and Aleph. But that's the case that we're talking about, that therefore they're both put into the same place. But if it was really Oila and Chatas, as we thought up until now, that's what it means, Haneton Lamala and Ton Lamata, then actually, no, you wouldn't be able to do that, because they're actually going to be different places. However, Amalei Abaya asked on this interpretation of Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, why do you have to give us such a complicated case of the Shirayim Chatois HaBenimius? They got mixed together with the Chatois HaChitzenius. Amalei Abaya, B'nei Mamar, let the master just say, Kegoin Di'ar, we're talking about with the Chatois HaChitzenia, meaning the Chatois that are put on that burnt on the Adam Mizbeach, a regular Chatois, carbon Chatois, B'Shirayim, with the leftovers of a regular Chatois. In other words, both are chatois chitzenius. Just one is shirayim of it, and one is the initial gifts. And that's actually the reason why Abaye is saying that case is better, because there everyone agrees that their shirayim are in the same place. Versus shirayim apanimim, there is a discussion regarding exactly where it's put. So why don't you just say the case of shirayim hachitzenim? Why shirayim apanimim? That he says because dimah hakamashma. Maybe that this is what the extra chiddush is teaching by explaining it that a chatois chatzenius got mixed up with the leftover blood of chatois apanimius, is to tell you a chiddush, an added novelty, that a fil lamanda mishirayim, that even according to the one who holds regarding the leftover bloods of the inner carbon chatos, that they hold ma'akiv, and unlike regular carbon, which shirayim are not ma'akiv, the leftover bloods after the zrikas were done, that it's not ma'akiv, but there is an opinion that it holds by the chatois apanimius, it is ma'akiv. But that's only if you didn't give any of the leftover bloods to the Yisrael Mizbeach. But what it's teaching us is, but if some of the blood is lacking and missing, after you had done, the matan is done as apanimium, that a ma'akvin, that's not going to be integral and withhold the validity, and you could just pour the remaining leftover bloods to the Yisrael. And that we learned from this case, because over here, some of the shirayim hapanimim are lacking when this person, this kohen, went without permission and put the bloods on the top. And even so, we're saying, okay, once you did that, all we have are shirayims over here, and that's going to be validated. That's the extra chiddush we learn now by saying the case of shirayim hapanimim. But again, it's not difficult on Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yechim. We're not talking about oila at all, because yeah, oila would have been a different place. Now, on that, as the Gemara, Amalei Rav Tosfos Ravina says, but the brisa that you're explaining right now, Hokim Nahahi, we already explained this on the previous daf, Beruba El Yainim. We said that the majority of the blood is the carbon chatzis bloods, which are supposed to be put on the top. And we said that when you're going to put it on the bottom, that you're going to be fulfilling the obligation of the shirayim chatzis. But we had explained that actually there's no validation of the oil on the bottom. Because we had explained what's the case talking about when we said that tachtoinim alulai, we said tachtoinim alulai means no, not the oil that's on the bottom. It's the chatzis that it's leftover that they put on the bottom. We had said because v'kayov lamal asher tachtoinim v'yoid, we said that when you initially put on the top, you put the amount of the blood from the bottom and a little bit more. So for sure you're having some of the chatzis hachatzina on the top. And then we said, so then you still have even a little bit more blood when you put it on the bottom. For sure it's going to have some of the Shvichas Shirayim from the Chatas on the top. And that is, even if we, as had explained it there, that we told about that the Karma Chatas and the Oila got mixed together, we're not, as we had thought to ask in the question, that's what the Gemara is asking, why do we have to give such an answer? You could have left it as the Chatas and the Oila, as we had always assumed up until now. Because you're not going to identify, which was the question of Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yosef, the place that the oila is the same place as the shirayim, because the way we'd explain the brice is actually we're not validating the carbon oila. You're not throwing the carbon oila, because rather, what are you doing on the bottom? You're only putting on the itztava, meaning on the aside. So therefore, asks Rabbi Tosfot Ravina, what's the difficulty? Why do we have to go ahead and find and explain the brisa in a whole new way? That what does it mean? The elyon got mixed with tachtoin. Tachtoin really means the shirayim, apanimiyim. Why? Why say that? Just say, it's like we always thought, it's a chatz in the oila, but when you're doing it, tachtoinim alulai, it's only the leftovers of the chatas that you're fulfilling, because the majority of the blood is the chatas. But you're right, the oil is not fulfilling, and then you're only putting on the itzlava, you're putting on the aside. So it's not saying that, oh, the difficult Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yechon, oh, you see it's the same place. No, because you're not fulfilling the obligation of the oil. And Adam Alei, on that Rabbi Yitzchak said to him, no, hanamili, when did we say that answer? That was according to the Gemara's Havamin, according to what the Gemara initially assumed. Laman da amr mi'ikar, to the ones who said initially that the machlekes was when the bloods themselves were mixed up. And we were trying to find some contrived answers to resolve Rav Ashi that he had said, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that ain bila, that bloods, we don't say that necessarily every drop is mixed up with the other one. So that we shouldn't find the difficulty from that halacha, so that's what we had to say. So what are we going to do with the Brisa? The Brisa seems to say that you will fulfill the Eila. I fulfill the Eila. You already put maybe the Eila all on the top, because you put on the top to fulfill the Chatas on the top more than the amount of what the Eila even is. So we have to say, okay, what are you going to do? So I have to say that, okay, then the bottom, you're right. It's not fulfilling the Eila. It's only fulfilling the Chatas. But says the Gemara, Maskana, but according to the Gemara's conclusion that we had answered in the beginning of this Daf on Amid Aleph, that we said that actually their Machleik is regarding a mixture of Bekaisa's Pligi. Is actually in the cups, that's where they disagree. And it's from those two that Rabbi Eliezer had said, from both cups that you put on the top and the bottom, and then they're both going to be valid. Where there, in the case, if you're going to put the blood on the top without consulting, there everyone is going to agree that you put on the bottom, and both will fulfill the obligation. Now, had Rabbi Yitzchak then said it, well, then that's going to be a difficulty. How can you say that? Because then it's going to come out that a difficult in Rabbi Yisuf and Rabbi Yechonim, because you're putting it, what do you mean on the bottom? We're on the bottom. They're two different places. So that's why we couldn't say that's talking about the chatz and oil as we had assumed up until now, because, yeah, if it was the bloods mixed together, that would work out. But ultimately we changed that, well, like Rabbi had said, we gave a different answer, the cups. Cups? So what do you mean if you put on the bottom, you fulfill? We're on the bottom. They're different places. How can you do that? So obviously, if according to everyone, according to Rabbanan, that it's going to work by putting on the bottom, must be because we're talking about Shirayim HaPanimim with the Chatzis HaChatzain, is where there, yeah, everyone agrees it's the same place, it's on the aside, and therefore the Gemara has not refuted the opinion of Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yosef regarding their interpretation of the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer HaChachamim, and that is they could say that, no, the Machlekes is even safe Chatzis and they get mixed up together, even there Rabbanan can say Shavach La'amah, because it's not the same place, the Shirayim are on the aside, and the oil is on the bottom half of the Mizbech. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme of the previous Mishnah regarding when bloods of a carbon get mixed up. Says the Mishnah on the Tanu Befnim, regarding the bloods, like a chatas or other carbonis, that are its bloods have to be put inside certain types of carbonis, a few, that have to be, its bloods are brought inside the Heichel, that Shinis Arva ben Itam Machoz, they got mixed up with bloods that have to be put on the outer Mizbeach, which are the majority of carbonis. Says the Mishnah, Yishafchu La'ama. So all the bloods have to be spilled out to the canal, because we don't say that we view it as if, when it's put on the wrong Mizbeach, as if it's water. And if you're not allowed to deviate by one blood's carbon, by one carbon's blood, because to validate the other ones to put in its right place. Which Gemara is going to ask, why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer disagree in this halacha? Because he holds the halacha of Ryan. Why not just view it like it's water? Continues the Mishnah, let's say, Nasim Bachutz, Bechaz of a Nasim Bifnim. Although we say you should spill it out, but let's say the kohen did it anyway. He first put the bloods on the outer mizbech, and then he went put the bloods on the inner mizbech. So kasha, after the fact, is definitely going to be valid, because you put it on each one's mizbech, and it had some of the bloods inside of it. But let's say, bifnim v'chazav anasim machot, but let's say he first put the bloods on the inner mizbech, and then on the outer mizbech. So Rabbi Kiva Paisel, Rabbi Kiva invalidates it over there, meaning regarding the bloods in the outer mizbech, the ones that put on the inner mizbech, fine, fulfill this obligation. But the ones in the outer one are invalid. But v'chacham machshim, however, the chacham say it's going to be valid, even the outer mizbeach, by all the karbanos, except as we're going to see, by the outer chatas, which that became invalidated once it first went in the blood, because he first went the inside mizbeach, then the outer one, like the pasuk says, v'chal chatas hajiyovel ha-kodesh panima, any chatas where its blood is brought inside to the inner altar instead of the outer altar, invalidates it. As the Mishnah explains, Shebi Kivayim, he said, kol damim shenichnasu l'chaper beheichel b'sulim, any blood of any carbon, not just chatas, although the pasuk talks about chatas, he says every carbon that's blood is brought into the heichel, it invalidates it. So automatically, once you brought it inside, although the inner bloods are validated, now that you took it out to the outer one, it's already invalidated. But the Chachamim say, no, that halacha only applies to chatas, so these other karbanas, they say, will be valid, not only the ones that are brought inside, but the ones that are then subsequently brought outside. And Rabbi Yazim, he says, he holds like the Chacham, but not just chatas, he says, afa asham. The same halacha applies to the karban asham. Shenem, like the pasuk says, Meikra kachatas ka'ashem, it equates a chatas like an asham. And if it's just like a chatas, the Chacham say that when you bring the blood inside, it invalidates it, so too is going to be by the asham. Now the Gemara asked, as we had mentioned, the Niflig Nami Rabbi Elazar Baha, why does Rabbi Elazar disagree with this halacha? What do you mean? Why, if the inner bloods get mixed with the outer bloods, you have to spill it out to the canal, why not? Do it on both, and just view it as if it was water, just like he says with the upper and the lower ones. Says the Gemara, no, because hey Chalavin, what should be done? Nesiv b'chutz v'hadu nesil b'fnem. If you're going to say, okay, first put on the outer mizbech and then put on the inner mizbech, no, that's not appropriate. K'shem shemitzel ha'akt meliyam zechtein, just like we were saying in the previous daf, that you should first do the upper bloods before you do the lower bloods, which is first you do the blood of the chattas before the blood of the oila, as the Gemara says later on in Perakal Tadim, Peitesam at Aleph, kach mitzel ha'akt and penim l'chutz. So too, you first do the inner bloods, which are mochashiv, which is in the heichel, and then only then you do the outer bloods. So then, as Gemara continues to top Bezim and Alf, so fine. Then you're going to say Benesim Lefnim. So maybe first do the inner bloods, the Hada Nesim Lechotz, and then do the outer bloods, which according to Eliezer, that shouldn't be problematic, because the other bloods which went inside are going to be kosher, because as we just quoted him in the Mishnah, besides for the Chatzis and the Asham, he says those bloods are not invalidated by coming inside. So what's the problem? Ah, says the Gemara, no, Kibin the Ikka Chatzis of Asham. Since there are two exceptions, the Chatzis and the Asham, where if their bloods got mixed up with the bloods of that are karbanis that it has to be thrown inside the heichel, where there you cannot say that option of, oh, first bring it inside, then bring it outside. Because the chinichnis dam and psulan, in those two cases of chatzis asham, if you do bring it inside, it's going to be invalidated. So therefore, loy psikale, so therefore wasn't exacting enough to give a general rule to say that you could say rain, because it's not going to work in two cases. So therefore, although he will say it will work in the other cases, but you couldn't say a blanket statement, and therefore he wasn't quoted as saying that you say rain, because actually that won't work by chatzis and asham. Now, Rashi says, but if you're going to say, well, why don't you say at least that if you're saying that the way the halacha, the mishnah was, that you shafchal amma, you're going to lose both karbanas. At least bring them both in and do on the inner ones. So, okay, you'll be invalidating the outer ones of the chatzis and the asham, but at least you'll be validating the inner ones. So that Rashi says, no, to actively invalidate the blood of a karban, that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say. When you could say Royin, you say Royin, it's not invalidating it. So therefore, says Rashi, it's better that we wait until Shkiyas Hachama, and then automatically the blood become invalidated because they weren't brought that day, and then pour it out to the canal, then rather actively bringing it inside, because that's an explicit halacha in the Torah, that if you bring it inside, invalidates. To actively invalidate, although it's going to salvage the inner ones, that we don't do, and therefore rather just let it wait till sundown, and then both will be invalidated, and then you shafchal ma'am, and then you pour it into the canal.